one way or another, I've been involved with the Buffalo public school system for many years. First, we got involved with School 68, which is now the Westminster Charter School.
In January of 2015, we met with Wilmers in his M&T Bank office building downtown. He was preparing for a speech called The State of Public Education in Buffalo. It was a time where many city schools were failing due to poor academic performance.
There's been an air of optimism in the city of Buffalo due to the sight of construction cranes dotting the skyline. However, the health of our city's public education system is in grave condition despite recent efforts to establish new and experienced leadership within the district.
As a major community stakeholder, Wilmers was determined to use his speech to push for wholesale changes and fight for improvements in the city school district.
We can't have a weak educational system in the core center of our population and not have a vibrant region.
Bob and his thoughts about education and how important it was and being the keys to success for people to have that education to be able to kind of reach their dreams and aspirations.
Glenn Jackson is chief operating officer of Buffalo Promise Neighborhood. He said for the better part of 30 years, Wilmers was a major advocate for city schools.
Now we've got Buffalo Promise Neighborhood with over 1,100 kids in our sort of area where we're impacting K through 8, but also early education where we built a school a few years ago, and we're essentially going to build another early education learning center as well for next year. So it's really grown. It really speaks to Bob's attention to education being that key facilitator of again, reaching the dreams and aspirations of our students, our kids, and our community members.
If you need proof to see that Wilmer's vision to improve an impoverished area in the Buffalo Promise neighborhood is working, just ask one of its residents.
Buffalo Promise neighborhood has so many programs for this district, and from spruce up to the planting of flowers and to making different little gardens for the children. The children participate in gardening at the school. So it's a wonderful thing.
Bernice Prince is an active member with Community Council in the University District.
We're learning to recognize when things need to be picked up and lifted up. And there are so many avenues and so many people that we can reach. We all have the same common goal to make things better in the community.
Well, first of all, he was one of the finest gentlemen that I ever met that was committed to public education and to the city, community he lived in.
Former Buffalo School Superintendent Dr. James Williams reflected on Wilmer's devotion to education. Williams arrived in 2005. It was Wilmers that provided $100,000 to the city district to conduct a superintendent search. Williams was selected.
He was very helpful to my administration in many ways, and he wasn't public about things he did. He did them.
Williams recalls Wilmers' commitment that provided a behind-the-scenes strength to the district.
And one thing that stood out that I remember now, I don't care where he was in the world. If I called his office and talked to his secretary, she would find him and he would call me back. Wherever he was, he would call me back and have conversations. He was that kind of man.
Wilmer's imprint on the city school district will be carried out by the commitment of M&T Bank and Buffalo Promise, supporting students in the years to come as the district, under the leadership of Superintendent Kreiner Cash, rebuilds, improving academics and graduation rates. Glenn, what will change without Mr. Wilmer's presence, if anything?
Let me say this. He will be missed, and there is no replacing a Bob Wilmers. But I will say this. When I think about people talk about the culture at the bank and M&T Bank and sort of the DNA, and essentially it's one and the same. The DNA and the fingerprints and Bob's fingerprints are all over it. So when you talk about going forward, day-to-day we're going to continue the work because that's what he would have wanted us to do, to continue to try to have an impact, continue to impact the minds of children, their parents, and the community.
My hope is that we can come together to establish a bold and innovative approach to reforming education in the Buffalo Public Schools.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
The future of our children and the city of Buffalo itself is in our hands.